Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome again to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student-athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, Maya Lichnersky, captain and senior volleyball star at Byram Hills High School. Hi, Maya.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. Doing well. And also with us today is your coach, Coach Jared Christian. Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. So I see with the nomination letter there, Maya. Now, the nomination letters are usually a couple of weeks behind, so you'll have to catch me up. But in the nomination letter, you had recently led your team to a 10-match unbeaten streak. So where do you all stand now record-wise?
I think we just had our 11th win on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. So that's a heck of a start to the season. Now, I know that you folks made it to the playoffs last year. Where did you make it to, the semis?
We made it to state semis.
State semis. All right. So obviously the goal then this year is to take that next step. And you've started well. You started very, very well. And I also see that you've been pretty dominant. In the nomination letter, there was one stretch of three matches where, let's see, you had 61 kills, 28 digs, 5 aces. And it also mentioned in one match you had 11 digs as an outside hitter. Now, school me a little bit on volleyball. What is the significance of that? To have the letter say specifically she had 11 digs as an outside hitter.
So as an outside hitter, I am in a unique position on the team that I get to play both offense and defense really consistently. And so being able to support my team like that in defense, which is usually the libero's job, who's in charge of kind of heading defense, being able to have that kind of contribution really means a lot to me. And it kind of shows that I'm really supporting my team, and it makes me really happy that I'm able to do that for them.
Oh, that's very cool, and that would probably lead me into the next portion of this, is where I mentioned that you're the captain, and obviously there's reasons for you being the captain of the squad. You just gave me one of them, and your play obviously speaks for it as well. Last year, you were all league, all section first team, all conference, all state second team. Now, as the captain, do you ever feel any pressure in that particular position? Do you ever try too hard being the captain?
Yeah, I think that a big part of it comes from knowing I've been on the team. This is my fourth year on the team, so I kind of know what a good captain is. I know last year my captains, Nicolette and Alana Vitage, did an amazing job. We wouldn't have gotten as far without them. And so kind of having them very close to them. So having that sort of role model of what a captain is supposed to be. And me, myself, I'm a very emotional player. I don't really keep my cool that much, but I'm trying to focus on, as a captain, using that emotion and motivation to kind of hype up the team as opposed to kind of be a separator. And I think it's going really well. I think we have a really good environment on the court, and it's really fun and positive to play in. So that only makes me feel better, and it hopefully makes the team feel better.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I mean, it's got to be nice, too. I mean, you know, especially knowing that the team is saying, yeah, cool, Maya's in rah-rah mode, as opposed to let's stay the heck away from Maya.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So, but you did mention, you know, about some of the old, you know, former captains and leaders on the team. So what other things did you learn as you were starting there in volleyball from those leaders at the time that you use now?
They were our captains last year, and they were very intense. I think in the 4 years I've been here, they were the most intense players that I ever played with. And we've had talent in the past, and we've been really solid in the past, but without their motivation and their intensity that they brought to the team, we wouldn't have made it as far as we did last year. And every step of the way, they were very focused and on making it as far as we could. And obviously that was reflected in our record. So that's something I learned from them, just staying focused. And with that kind of focus and intensity, only success can come from that. So that's something that I think about a lot when I'm on the court and talking to the team.
And obviously that's working for you right now, because that success is evident in the record. And what about some of the younger players now? You're in that position now that you were just talking about when it comes to these, you know, these former role models of yours when it comes to captains and leaders. Have you seen any improvement in some of these younger players that you're particularly proud of?
Oh, 100%. I think I remember my freshman year I was on the team, and I was on a team with 9 seniors. And so that kind of threw me right into the culture of the team. And I think that was the best thing. And it feels weird now, kind of being in that position to lead the younger players. And so we have a freshman this year on the team, Vienna Zeppieri, and she has come so far in terms of just her mentality. She's become so focused and intense and has just been really kind of moving into the team really well. And I think that's really amazing. And other players like Anna Higgins and Mae Padley, they are stepping into new positions that they didn't play last year. And so kind of having that shift has been, having that shift and then seeing it be so successful has been the best thing to watch and be a part of. So I think that makes me really happy.
Well, I'm sure that's incredibly cool and an incredibly satisfying feeling. So good for you. And I also see, too, that you play for the under-18 National Open team. Was it Northeast Volleyball Club, Norwalk, Connecticut? When do you all play there? What is and how far do you travel?
So Northeast is one of the most dominant clubs in the area, and they we play, so the school season goes obviously the fall season, and then other than that I play year round with the team, and then over the summer we kind of get a break, but we travel a whole lot to tournaments. We go to Boston, Florida. I think this year we're going to Salt Lake City, just being playing at that level of intensity kind of really helps me to translate some things over to Byram. But I think it's fun. It's a little far. Norwalk's definitely a little bit of a drive from here, but I think that the culture there and the people is so worth it to me to make that trek and to devote so much time to them.
Well, that's great. Being able to take something out of it, that's all that matters. And so, Coach, talk to me now about Maya. How you've been coaching her for a number of years now, but just to see her progression from where she started to where she's at now as a player and a leader.
So it's funny because I keep thinking about her comment about, she's an emotional player and, not being able to control those emotions and losing it. That is not something that you would ever even notice, especially now. She is very under control when she's on the court, but she certainly has had to change her role this past year, becoming this captain leader. And she has had, like she mentioned, great role models in the past. And those kids for sure helped kind of shape her into who she is now on the court. And it's really nice to see her step up into this, new leading role.
And that's great. And, like I mentioned earlier, and as we're all well aware, that's obviously translating to the court. So good for you all. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior volleyball star at Byram Hills High School, Maya Lichnerski. And Maya, so it's not just the academics that are part of this award. It's not just the athletics that are part of this award. It's also the academics. And some of the things that you do outside of the classroom or inside the school. Now, when it comes to the academics, well, you've got a 4.187 average and a course load of, just a lot of AP courses. I think you've taken like 9 or so just in the last year or so. So I ask everyone, though, of your classwork, what is it that strikes your fancy the most? What is it you look forward to the most?
I think I'm a very STEM thinker, so math and science is something that I really look forward to. Last year, I took physics for the first time, and so this year that's translated into taking AP physics. And just the combination of math and science is something that I'm really interested in, and I think I'm going to be majoring in structural engineering when I go to college next year. So that's like the STEM aspect of it is really fun for me.
Okay, and I was, and that kind of leads me into my next question. Is I was going to ask you about architecture because apparently that comes up on your nomination letter a couple of times. I see Columbia University. You took a course, Introduction to Architectural Design and Theory, and also Huntington Fine Arts. It was artistic training in drawing and sketching and sculpting, architectural design, and then also a science research program. Where you're researching biophilic architecture, where I guess basically what you're doing is you're working with the surrounding area and you're working with nature to then come up with an architectural design. Where does that fit in now with your, possibly the engineering degree?
Yeah, I have always been really interested in architecture, and so that's been kind of shown, as you mentioned, and especially through my research, which is talking specifically, it's looking at hospital architecture and how we can help the experience for pediatric patients that come in with mental and behavioral health issues. And so the you mentioned I in being interested in architecture means that I have to develop an art portfolio and just get better at artistic techniques. And so that's been something that's really interesting. Like as a STEM person, that was not something that was ever really my strong suit. But I really love that creative aspect of it. And so that kind of fits into the structural engineering. I do want to keep the STEM in going forward in college and professionally. But I think that structural engineering would be a really nice meet. I'd be able to work really closely with the creative architects and kind of help bring their vision to life and hopefully maybe have a little bit of creativity on my own end.
Well, there you go. There you go. Now, just this is kind of like an off topic question I ask everybody. But is there any class that kind of surprised you? You know, maybe you took an elective just for a little bit of a break and you said to yourself, wow, I like this a heck of a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the only elective I've had room in my schedule for really is engineering. So I don't know how different that might be. I don't know if it's on my portfolio. I definitely took a band when I was a freshman. So I always had that music aspect of it, too. So I don't know. That's something that's a little different, I guess.
Yes, I did notice that what is it? You play the piano and is it the clarinet?
Yeah.
Yes. So and you've been a member of what's the name of the band there at school?
The band is just the band. It's like a separate class.
Okay. I got you. It's just, I like that. It's just the band.
Yeah.
Hey, we're part of the band. Just let us by. Yes. Yeah. And also, you're part of the leadership team for HYPE, and that's where you help out kids with special needs, correct?
Yes.
That has to be pretty rewarding.
Yes, it is. I think as a school, we have a strong community, which I know a lot of students say, but I think that's especially true for Byram. And being able to kind of bring the special needs students into our community, they have their basketball game that they do every year, their modified basketball team. And I think that we as a school come very together for that. We're all supportive. And I think that being able to contribute to that community in any way has been really gratifying.
Oh, that's great. And I'm sure that's absolutely fantastic for them as well, to have that kind of support and that kind of rooting on. Now I'm going to try to make sure I get this correct. But I also see that you work with the Kota Monokumi School in White Plains. Did I pronounce that correctly or am I completely off?
No, it was good. Yeah.
I really? Wow. Okay. Yeah. I chalk one up for Frankenberry. Now that comes from your Japanese heritage. Your mom is Japanese and you work with some young kids interacting with them with the Japanese language and assisting them with communication skills, you know, and, you know, kind of acclimating them to here in the States. So what do you do there? I mean, that's got to be really interesting.
So I actually attended that school when I was younger. It's ages 3 to 6, I think. So just leaning into elementary school. And that's where I kind of laid the foundation of retaining my Japanese language and heritage. And so I reached out to them last year. And so for the last 2 summers, I've been helping them in any way I can. I just kind of show up in the classroom, play with the kids. And they have a lot of psychologists that come into and just help them both with speech therapy but also just in terms of like behavior. And so I think that being able to be back where I was is really cool. Everything seems a lot smaller than it was, but yeah, working with kids is just the best. They're so funny. I love them.
And that's great, too, just, you know, to feel that you're able to give back a little bit as well. So very, very nice. And a few more things I see here. You're part of the Captain's Council there at Byram Hills, also for some charitable organizations, the One World Program. And then also as part of you being a volunteer volleyball coach, you recently took part in a clinic that helped generate funds for the war in Ukraine for displaced families. So, again, another satisfying, very rewarding thing when it comes to you being able to give back if you can.
Yeah, I think that being able to use volleyball in that way is something that I never really thought of. And so being able to do that is really great.
Now, this is one last question that I always ask folks, and usually I get a laugh or a giggle from the coach on this. But if you have any downtime at all, in your busy schedule? And see, I'm getting the laughs and the smiles now because both of you are saying downtime. What the heck is that? But is there anything you do just to give yourself a little bit of a breather, any kind of hobby or something?
I don't know. I like to read a lot, so that's something. But yeah, downtime is a little bit of a foreign concept right now. But maybe once I get into college, maybe, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, sure. Once you get into college, yeah, there'll be some downtime. You keep dreaming there, young lady. But so, Coach, before we close up shop, why don't you talk to me a little bit more about Maya?
So I think about her as a player, you know, after coaching her for 4 years. And she reminds me, and this is maybe an odd connection, but she reminds me like of a Swiss Army knife, and not like the budget Swiss Army knife, you know, with just the blade and the tweezers. We're talking the deluxe model with everything you could possibly imagine and more, where she just has so many things that make her who she is on the court and is a threat all the time and is amazing. And then listening to her talk about these academic things and all the other stuff that I don't always, you know all of that stuff just because I see her on the court all the time. I mean, it seems like it's pretty true there too. She has so many things to offer. I mean, if something comes up, you know, she's got the tool for it.
Well, there you go. There you go. Thank you very much, Coach. And all right there, Miss Swiss Army Knife. Good for you. It was fantastic talking to you. And congratulations again on the award, Maya. Well-deserved. And good luck to you and the team taking that next step when it comes to making it to states and going a little bit further, possibly the top of the mountain. That would be very cool. Yeah, well, good luck there. And for Byram Hills High School's Maya Lichnerski, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.